When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You are tuned in to another edition of Americana Music Profiles, brought to you by Americana Rhythm Music Magazine and AmericanaMusicMagazine.com. I'm your host, Greg Tutwiler. Let's jump right in to the next exciting interview. In this edition of Americana Music Profiles, we talk about the long-awaited debut album from the band Sweetheart. Oslo, Norway is home for this group. All of the songs for this record were written by Johanne in his kitchen with the sounds of trains rolling by, children sleeping on the second floor, and his wife occasionally away on work trips in Stockholm. Johanne and Mette, the other singer for the band, join me for this edition of Americana Music Profiles. So I have Mette and Johanne, is that right? Did I say that right?
John,
okay. Welcome, guys. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for thank you for taking the time to speak with us today and talk about your new band and new music. And it's a fairly new band, right? You guys, as this configuration, have not been together real long?
No, approximately 2 years.
Okay.
We played in a we had like a more country rock band in the early 2000s, 15 years ago, and then we had a break for 13 years, and we started playing again without the drums and the bass for 2 years ago, and so it's much more quiet now.
Yeah.
And a lot less to carry, and a lot less to carry around.
Yeah, sure. What prompted you to take a 13-year break?
Why
did you take a 13-year break from music?
God knows. we were kind of young and we just split up, and I think the idea always was to start playing together again, but I never did. I played for myself at home and then weddings,
right.
And my own as well, and funerals and stuff like that, but I just kept playing, but I never did anything with it until we met up again 2 years ago. And then we were like, I think we got a new drive, and it sounded good, and we were inspired, and it was a lot more fun.
Are the members of the new band the same as the members of the old band?
No, there's only, when we started up again 2 years ago, there were me and Tru, they were the two original band members, and Mette joined us 2 years ago.
So okay.
How did
you and Mette get together? How did that configuration come about?
I knew Frode from before. I had played a little bit with him earlier.
Uh-huh.
So he was the guy who invited me to play with him and Johanne.
And how long have you been involved with music, Mette?
I've been playing since I was a little girl, on and off in a band. Almost in time, my whole life, I guess.
Yeah, okay. What inspired the Americana sound? You mentioned earlier it was kind of country rock and it's, I guess, more softer now. You said less instruments to carry, but what inspired you guys to be drawn more towards the Americana sound?
I guess what makes us sound Americana is the pedal steel guitar, but a lot of the songs can also be described as singer-songwriter songs.
Uh-huh.
Some of the music we listen to, of course, is Americana. There's a I listened a lot to David Ramirez's early stuff and Courtney Marie Andrews and Whiskey Town. And but I think it's mainly where our music is mainly, it's very quiet and acoustic. So sometimes the when we play a concert, the audience is thrown back of how quiet we are. Actually, that's the way we like it. That's the mood we're going for.
Yeah.
And it's also now a lot of Americana bands coming out of Norway. So there's a whole group of bands who are doing well, and that also inspires us for the music we're writing. Wants us to make us do better.
Is the Americana scene big in Norway? Do you have festivals, or is it more pubs and smaller audiences? What does that scene look like in Norway?
It's growing bigger and bigger. Just a few years ago, I don't think it was that big, but today we have a lot of artists in this genre, and now it's several festivals with the Americana artists, so I think it's quite a big audience these days.
How has your opportunities been affected by the pandemic and the COVID? Obviously, worldwide, we've been affected. Locally, for you guys, have you been able to play at all during this time?
We started recording the album just in the beginning of the pandemic.
Okay.
That was kind of strange, walking like empty streets on our way to the studio and recording the album. After we released the album, we were planning to play several gigs, of course, and we weren't able to play those, but we hope we can play them in this winter.
Are all of us...
Play one bit.
Go ahead.
Sorry. We got to play one concert in my hometown, actually, the same day that Oslo closed down again.
Oh, really?
That's the only show we played in... we played in months. That was especially with my hometown, and so that was good. And we realized when we played that this is going to be the last show for quite a long time.
For 2020, yeah.
Have you done?
We have a lot of shows booked
already. Yeah.
Yeah, we have a lot of shows ready for winter and spring over the whole part of Norway. So. Hopefully, we'll be able to play them.
Have you been able to do any live streams?
Yes, we played one live stream in April, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
Quite strange, playing for an empty bar. I think it went quite well.
Yeah. I listened to the songs on the record. Very, very Americana. You're right. Quiet. I guess quiet. That wasn't the word I felt. It was more soft. Almost on the edge of bluegrass. If you had a mandolin or banjo in there somewhere in the background, it could easily be adapted to that style. The songs, are they all original?
Yeah. I've written all the songs. Most of them new. They were written for this record, but two of them are old ones that I wrote back when we... I wrote them 15 years ago, I think.
Okay. During your...
Most of them are new.
During your downtime, when you weren't playing as a band, were you still writing, or were you pretty much not playing music at all?
I wasn't writing, no.
No. So when you picked it back up, was writing part of that process when you began to play again?
Yeah, I think we did one show, and then I wrote one song, and we recorded it the day after. and that was our first single. And then we did that one more time. I wrote one more song, and we recorded it a couple of days later, and that was our second single. And then we just kept going like that.
Yeah. Okay. Meta, do you write too?
Yeah, I write some songs, but they're not supposed to be that. Your mom is songwriting.
Yeah. Are you also an instrumentalist or just providing vocals?
No, I play the piano as well.
Okay. All right. Neat. And was that something that you've played your whole life? That instrument?
Yes, I started off playing the piano when I was like 7 years old. And started singing. I just did like some years ago. So that's quite new for me.
Have you played solo? Has that been something that you've done professionally?
No, never.
Never? Always in a band?
Some piano. Excuse me? What did you say?
Always with a band or with somebody else?
Yes, I did some stuff alone with the piano when I was younger, like classical music. But otherwise, only in band.
Yeah. I read, if I think I got this right, that you have kind of an interesting day job. Are you a lawyer? Is that what you do?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, yeah. Interesting transition from being a lawyer during the day to being a musician at night.
It's quite different, but I really like it. So, yeah, I can relax with music. Yeah, that kind of helps me through the day.
That's cool.
She can handle all our legal problems.
Right.
When they arrive.
All of our legal problems.
Hopefully there are very few of those.
Hope so.
We're going to pause for just a moment. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the interview.
John, what else do you do? Do you have something you do during the day?
Yeah, I'm a journalist. I've been a journalist since I was 18. So I write for a lifestyle magazine in Norway.
Okay.
And now I also teach journalism and writing at the high school or
right.
College.
Okay. How did you
so
guys?
Yeah,
go ahead.
That's it.
How did you guys come about the name, Sweetheart?
That's a long time ago. I think it might have been two things. It might have been the Birds album, Sweetheart of the Rodeo.
Yeah.
But it might also have been, I remember back then they had some plastic cups on the when you have takeaway coffee, and the name was Sweetheart. It was printed Sweetheart on top of that plastic.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I don't know. It was easier to have a band name that was Sweetheart when this was before Google.
Oh yeah. Okay.
So it was easier then than now. It's hard to find a band on the internet named Sweetheart because there are so many and other stuff that shows up if you Google that.
A lot of songs have that that word in the title. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So was that the name of the original version of the band also?
Yeah. Yeah, and I didn't want to change it since we're still playing some of the songs from that time.
Sure.
So,
yeah.
I don't know, perhaps it's too sweet, but we're going to have to live with it.
Well, your music...
We're not that sweet.
The music does have even though it's soft and quiet, there is a sweet flavor to it versus... there are songs that are quiet and scary, and I it's definitely not that. It's more on the sweet side. So I think
yeah.
you labeled it right. What kind of influences did you guys have individually as a band growing up that pushed you towards the country rock that morphed into the Americana sound? What were the outside influences for you?
When I was growing up, I only listened to Guns N' Roses for a lot of years.
Okay.
That was the only thing. So not much country music going on there. but when I was 20 years old, my girlfriend gave me Ryan Adams' Heartbreaker for Christmas. And that changed the music I listened to after that.
Right.
And then I started listening to Gillian Welch and David Rollins and Graham Parsons and Emmylou Harris, and just went from there.
What about you, Mette?
I listened to many of the same artists, like Inanna, but I also listen a lot to David Crosby, Neil Young, Joni Mitchell.
Did that those styles, I presume, influenced your songwriting as well?
Yeah, especially David Crosby. I really love him.
Have you had the opportunity to tour the United States? Is that part of what you would like to do, or have you been able to do that?
That's definitely something we would like to do, but we have not been able to do that yet. But sometime in the future, that's a dream for us, of course.
Sure.
And we have been... But it would also be kind of like the feeling of bringing sand to Sahara.
Uh-huh.
If it's possible, we'll do it.
Yeah, yeah. Mette, you mentioned that you already had some things planned for the winter in 21. What does it look like for you guys as a band to get out and tour and travel? How far do you go? What does that look like for you if you can get out and meet all of those dates?
We actually have planned some gigs around Oslo, but also in north of Norway, Tromsø. That's a couple of hours for the flight, I think, up north, and also down south. So we have shows all over Norway. So really hoping we are going to play those.
Yeah. Is it
so it's both small.
You said small?
Yeah, no, it's small festivals and other gigs, but yeah. It's an Americana festival up north in Norway, where we really can look forward to.
Sure, yeah. Does it, when you get a chance to tour and travel, do you have multiple dates lined up? I mean, will you be out for a chunk of time, or these more weekend events where you'll go to and then come back and get back to your day jobs again?
Yeah, it's more weekend events. Since we both have jobs, I think that's the way we have to do it.
Yeah. Is there opportunities to travel outside of Norway? Where would you go? What would be the closest next country or possible event type thing like that you could go to outside of the local or the country space?
The closest is Sweden, but I think maybe the next country would be like Belgium or Germany. They really like the Norwegian Americana scene as well. So maybe down to Belgium.
And how long of a trip would that make it for you all?
I think it's almost the same as the up north in Norway.
Okay.
A couple hours would fly.
Yeah, yeah.
Or we could take a ferry and drive. Shouldn't we do that?
Yeah, we should do that.
Okay. Album came out, self-titled. Is the album also called Sweetheart?
Yeah. Yes.
And that came out in October. Did I read that correct?
Yeah.
And available, if someone wants to reach out to you guys and get in touch, where can they find you on social media? Do you have a website? Where can they get a copy of the album and listen to it?
We have a Facebook page and an Instagram page. They can find us at Sweetheart Oslo. That's probably much easier to find. There you can just reach out to us, send us a message, and we will get them a copy of the record.
And you said it was Sweethearts Oslo, right?
Oslo.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. OSLO, is that right?
Yeah, the city.
Yeah, right, okay. And then I presume that you guys are also, they can find you on the management website, motherlikesit.no?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, motherlikesit.no, yes.
So that would be your web presence at the moment? Cool. Good. Well, thank you guys. This has been fun learning about your music and the Norwegian music and Americana. And I really love what you're up to. And I hope that you can get out and let the rest of Norway and hopefully make it our way and gain some new fans that way, too.
I hope so.
We're just waiting for the invitation.
Right. Well, you're officially invited. Now we just have to figure out how to get you here.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
It was really nice of you to. Thank you so much for having us. It was great.
Yes. Thank you both for taking the time to speak with me, and we look forward to hopefully getting the opportunity to meet face to face one day. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Here's one of the tracks from Sweetheart's debut record. I Will Always Be Right There.
At 2 a.m. I'm writing you a song, like a letter you can always have around. In your bags when leaving this old house, and slowly driving out of town. And I hope you call me up some. Say you love me, to say you're doing fine. I'll say I love you, I'll say I'm doing fine. When you're out there on your own song, radio's playing this song loud. If you stumble on your way, it's okay, you will always make me proud. But I hope you call me up sometime. Say you love me, to say you're doing fine. I'll say I love you, I'll say I'm doing fine. Thank you. if you somehow lose your way, I hope you know where you can always go. And I'll be right here in this song, yeah. And I'll be waiting, I'll always be right here. I'll be waiting, I'll always be right here. Always be right.
Thanks again for tuning in to this episode of Americana Music Profiles. Find us on iTunes at Americana Music Profiles and on the internet at AmericanaRhythm.com.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.